content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hi, my name is Avra Lewis, and I'm from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence and Ebony magazines. We will begin with an article from Essence magazine from the Body and Soul section. Twin Flames, the love between actors Michael J. White and Gillian White is just as solid as their matching rock-hard abs. We found out what keeps their fire burning and how they stay committed to loving and living well. Article by Jasmine Grant. Married actors Michael J. White and Gillian White are proof that timing can be everything. The two wed in 2015, through their worlds first collided 18 years before that. We met in 1997 at a club where a friend was having a party, says Gillian, now 44. Laughing, she adds, just for the record, you can meet your better half in a club. But the timing wasn't right back then. Michael was new in town and not quite ready to settle down. Still, the spark between them never went away. We knew that every moment spent together was just magical, says Michael, 52. That was something that we never lost. It's clear that their relationship today is kismic, is cosmic in every aspect. However, the beginning was marked by an awkward encounter. I was sick at the time and going on several days with no sleep, Michael remembers. I don't drink or smoke at all, so my system is very sensitive to any kind of stimulant. But I had taken some cold medicine. Disoriented and afraid he was on the verge of death, Michael called Gillian to confess his love. It was now or never, or so he thought. At the time, Michael and Gillian were each ending marriages, and they couldn't deny the soul alignment they felt with each other. There was a time when I thought relationships had to be drama, and everything took work, says Michael. I think I realized with Gillian that there was a path of least resistance I always should have taken. You're lucky to have friends who don't require much labor because your chemistry just works. That's a blessing, and you don't get too many of those. I realized what I had with her. Chemistry aside, Michael says Gillian inspired him to rid himself of what he calls his personal 10% bullshit allowance. I had to become the man who deserved her, he says. I had work to do that required growing up completely and being the man I could be. I claim this wholeheartedly. No one has ever been with the man I am now. For Gillian, the transformation Michael underwent turned out to be worth the wait. In each other, the two found the yin to their yang, one of the pillars of their relationship, and the practice that keeps them so in sync is their fitness routine. Not only does it help them stay strong and resilient, but it keeps them on track to achieving a shared goal. Gillian had been an athlete her entire life, playing basketball and volleyball and running track in her youth, while Michael holds a black belt in 8 different martial arts. Michael soon began to train his wife in various fighting styles, and Gillian caught on quickly. Once I saw him complete a move, the athlete in me wanted to learn, says Gillian. When we started training, I wanted to be good. I didn't want to do it half-assed. And he's one of the best in the martial arts field, so I'm getting the best teacher. Michael taught Gillian how his top moves could help her balance muscle groups and get ripped. Their training even helped Gillian become a more versatile actress. I'm able to incorporate it into different roles, she notes. It has a lot of benefits. Being in such a great shape definitely comes in handy for the couple, who are currently in pre-production for the independent film, The Outlaw Johnny Black, the brainchild of Michael's own gigantic studios company. The couple set up shop in the mountains of Los Angeles to make the movie, which requires long days and physically taxing fight scenes. For a couple who spend so much time together as partners in life and in business, you'd think there would be friction from time to time. But not for these two. In fact, they insist that they hardly ever argue. People don't believe us when we say it, so we just don't, Gillian jokes. Everyone asks, do you guys snap at each other when things get tense? We're the exact opposite. We work together in such a great way that being together is probably the best situation we could be in. Of course, making a movie is no easy feat, but Michael says having Gillian on set is his greatest motivation. What better person can you have beside you than your best friend who keeps you laughing, he says. It would be harder if she were not with me. The Whites also have some advice for couples looking to get fit together. We've learned a great deal about what it takes to stay fit, because it's always been part of our vocation, says Michael. A lot of people live with the detrimental mindset that working out is a chore. And the fact is, it is a luxury. Get up half an hour earlier and move for 20 minutes. Start with the basics. But even before that, embrace the fact that you deserve it. Now we will be reading some articles from Ebony. Black History from Pages of Ebony. The Negroes of the 1940s. In the 1940s, African Americans had become accustomed to all expressions of racism, but had steadfastly refused to embrace anti-black bigotry. Having endured 50 years under the landmark U.S. Supreme Court decision that was Plessy versus Ferguson, the decision which legalized racial segregation under the falsehood that it would foster equality, most African Americans of the 40s, then called Negroes, lived wholly separate lives from their white counterparts. Roughly midway through the movement, known as the Great Migration, Negroes still believed and wholeheartedly pursued the American dream. It was in this climate that entrepreneur John H. Johnson launched Ebony magazine, the monthly publication depicting the lifestyle of and addressing issues pertinent to the post-war black middle and working classes. Featuring cover stories on prominent members of the black diaspora from every sector, including politics, religion, entertainment, business, education, science, and the arts, Ebony frequently featured articles about groups such as co-op farmers, college student associations, charities, church congregations, and school children, who proved that healthy interracial organizations could not only exist but were a possibility for any association of people willing to reciprocate love and respect without regard for race. Essential to the Negro experience of the 40s was the outbreak of World War II. On the home front, women of all races and African Americans stepped in to fill jobs left vacant by white males gone to war. Black U.S. soldiers and members of the Women's Army Corps, WAC, the women's branch of the United States Army serving abroad experienced the humanizing effect of equality among Europeans. Once World War II ended, these Negro men and women were much less tolerant of the backwards practice of Jim Crow in the States. Ebony devoted multiple articles to the plight of returned Negro GIs from the job shortage they faced, to the children they fathered and were forced to leave overseas because of the laws in the United States that prevented them from marrying non-Negro women, to their reparation to other countries in order to eschew the confines of racial hostilities at home. It would be Jackie Robinson's breaking the color barrier in professional baseball that would bring the fight for racial equality to the national stage. Robinson, who shared an intimate look at his family life as well as his thoughts on the Negro League with Ebony readers, was one of many Negroes featured in the publication. Others included Eddie Anderson from the Jack Benny Show, Duke Ellington, Lena Horne, the Harlem Globetrotters, Joe Louis, John Davis, Walter Wright, Charles Drew, Ralph Bunch, Mary McLeod Bethune, Adam Clayton Powell Jr., Willard Motley, Ann Petrie, Gordon Parks, Jane M. Bolin, Richard Wright, Langston Hughes. From its inception, Ebony was determined to illuminate the truth of the Negro experience. It boldly confronted the institutionalized racism of its day, proudly provided evidence that Negroes could thrive in spite of it, yet continued to offer hope that America could and would change for the better. Black History from the Pages of Ebony. The next article from Ebony Magazine is titled DJ Tiff McPhierce and social entrepreneur Dre Thomas are Ari's latest game changers. Ari, a millennial apparel brand known for its cozy yet stylish clothing and lingerie, is a pioneer within the body positivity and inclusivity movement. It was one of the first fashion brands to stop retouching models and highlight real women through its Ari Real campaigns to challenge the stereotypical standards of beauty. In addition, to help spread the campaign's message to love yourself, to love your real self inside and out, the brand actively continues to expand its roster of hashtag Ari Real role models each year. These celebrity role models empower and inspire others to be the change they want to see in the world through leadership, advocacy, workshops, and philanthropic partnerships. With their help, the brand has launched its hashtag Ari Real Change contest to grant $20,000 to 20 everyday change makers who are impacting their own communities. Winners will be announced in fall 2020 and will be featured alongside the 2020 hashtag AriReal role models to share their personal stories and inspire the Ari community. 6 years ago, Ari took the game-changing leap to stop airbrushing its models, which ignited a body positivity movement that has empowered women around the globe to let their real selves shine, said ARI Global Brand President Jennifer Foley. We believe everyone has the power to be a change maker. Together with our incredible role models, we cannot wait to award $400,000 to 20 fierce and inspiring members of the hashtag ARI Real Community. Ebony recently caught up with the brand's two latest hashtag ARI Real role models, Tiff McPherce, a DJ and wellness advocate who conducts workshops on how to practice mindfulness through music, movement, and meditation, and Dre Thomas, a social entrepreneur and founder of the Smile on Me organization. The two joined actors and activists Lena Condor, Beanie Feldstein, and Hari Neff as fellow 2020 hashtag ARI role models. Below, McPherce and Thomas discuss how they are empowering others to affect change in the world and in themselves. Dre, your Smile on Me organization educates young girls on the changes their bodies are going through in puberty. Why is that important for their self-esteem? How does that knowledge empower them? She replies, I always say that knowledge is power, but knowledge of self is empowering. When I was growing up, I thought this would happen overnight, that I would just be really confident in myself. But I think explaining to girls that this is a journey is really empowering. To have a space where girls can share what they are going through and remind them that they are not alone, and to inspire them to disrupt the status quo and impact the world, is really what Smile on Me's mission is about. We are hoping to do that one girl at a time, one city at a time, ultimately throughout the world. And Tiff, as a full-figured woman who is a former professional dancer turned DJ, how do you help empower girls, empower others to stay body positive in such an image-conscious world? She replies, I find that just by being myself, I'm helping others stay body positive in such an image-conscious world. I talk a lot about my health and what that journey has been like for me. I share what it has been like from dancing every day, but not being very healthy, then getting more into eating healthy and being healthy, and the down of that and the up of that. A lot of this is going from when you are a dancer, how people perceive you, and just understanding that my life, my health, and my wellness aren't about how people perceive it. It is about my health on the inside. I also feel like body positivity is really something that you have to feel good about yourself. It is not necessarily how someone else feels about you. It's not even about what anyone else pushes on you. It's what works for you and how you feel and how you are honoring your body. So I hope that when people see me, see my journey, and hear my stories about reversing type 2 diabetes and dealing with and recovering from an eating disorder, they can really tap into who they are and see themselves and get whatever support systems they need. And hopefully, they'll learn to enjoy and honor their own bodies. I also want for them to just start to really love and accept themselves. People talk about loving themselves, but are never taught how to accept themselves. This is something that I talk a lot about and am currently living through, just like everyone else. And I hope that that's how I can empower others. How do you feel when ARI approached you to be one of its role models? She replies, I was beyond elated to be selected, not only because it is so incredible to be a part of the campaign, but also it was such an honor to be in the room with real role models who are making an impact in changing the world. McPherson replies, I was pretty much in disbelief, but I also was very grounded and was just like, it's time. This makes sense at this point in my life. This makes sense for the message. This makes sense for what I am living and I want to share. I just really felt humbled. It also reminded me to never give up and be authentic. All right. The next article that we will read from Ebony is called, or is titled, Layla Hathaway Says Black History Lives Through Music. Soul singer Layla Hathaway spoke with Ebony's Joshua David on the red carpet on the 61st annual Grammy Awards on Sunday. Hathaway discussed receiving 3 nominations, including Best R&B Album for Honestly. She also spoke about remaining authentic to her musical vision throughout her career and how she hopes other women do what they feel like instinctively is the best thing for them. The Chicago native revealed that her late father, Donnie Hathaway, would be a posthumously recipient of a Lifetime Achievement Award during the Grammy ceremony. In addition, she also highlighted the importance of Black music. Music is such a large part of our history because a lot of our history was erased, Hathaway said. Music was coming from the work saws and the fields through churches and big mamas and mama's mama. It is important to tell these stories to our kids. They need to understand where they come from because it's all in our music. The next article is titled, Courtney B. Vance Wants People to Know More About Black History. Courtney B. Vance's one wish this Black History Month is for the Black community to delve deeper into its history. The actor was nominated for a Best Spoken Word Album Grammy for Accessory to War, spoke to Ebony on the red carpet on the 61st annual Grammy Awards ceremony Sunday and said there are Black figures many people do not know about. I want us to know about us, the Emmy and Tony winner said. There are so many of us that were impactful in Black life throughout the ages that we know nothing about. In the information age, we know less and less. Vance also opined that people tend to look for information, but rarely go past the first page on Google. My mother was a librarian for 30 years. We grew up in the library. The Dewey Decimal System was our best friend. The actor added, I wish people would just read and research and find out how great African Americans are. Our people changed lives. Vance, who's the husband of the incomparable actress Angela Bassett, said, he's able to tap into particular roles because he's a storyteller and that he mostly takes in literature through audio books. The next article is titled, Getting Serious About African Americans and Heart Health. February is American Heart Month, so we caught up with William A. Cooper, MD, Medical Director of Cardiovascular Surgery at Wellstar Health Systems in Marietta, Georgia, and author of Heart Attack, Truth, Tragedy, Triumph, to discuss why cardiovascular issues are prevalent in the African American community. According to the American Heart Association, heart disease is the number one killer and stroke is the leading cause of death for all Americans. But for African Americans, the risk of getting those diseases are even higher. And among Blacks aged 20 and older, 44% of men and 48.9% of women have cardiovascular disease. Dr. Cooper breaks down why our hearts have so many issues and how we can combat these problems. What are the most prevalent cardiovascular issues among African American? Dr. Cooper replies, most of the cardiovascular diseases that we think about are acquired, meaning we develop them as we get older. For the African American community, issues like high blood pressure can lead to congestive heart failure, where the heart is basically tired of pumping against all the pressure that's been building for years, and so it essentially wears out. Also, plaque can build up inside the blood vessels, which can then lead to angina or heart pain. There are also structural heart problems, which typically involve the heart valves, where blood can flow in and out of the heart, but it cannot go back into the opposite direction. So for African Americans and other minorities, it's the acquired problems with the blood vessels and high blood pressure that can lead to myocardial infarction and congestive heart failure. How can African Americans keep their heart healthy? We all really need to take a good long look at ourselves in the mirror. Are you overweight? Are you exercising? What does your diet look like? Are you drinking enough water? I encourage my patients to take a step back and do a diet log of what they are eating during the day and use some of the apps or online tools to help them keep track of how many calories they are taking in during the day. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Ebony. We hope you have enjoyed it and be sure to listen again next time. I am Avery Lewis, reading for the NC Reading Service. The content of this program is readily available as a podcast by visiting our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions, call 919-832-5138. 919-832-5138. Have a happy and safe day.